can I take you home? If you was walking, you said, can I walk home with you?
Okay. Now you might get, if you had to move something heavy, you might get a rope and...
Pull it.
Okay. And if a car broke down, you might get behind it and...
Push it.
Okay. Now if you had a heavy suitcase and you had to move it from one place to another, you'd say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Tow.
Okay. Now if a child does something, well, if a child is reaching out to touch a little piece of china or something like that, you might slap his hand and say, don't you
bother that.
Okay. Let's see, you want a pencil from another room, so you say to a child, go put me a pencil.
Go bring me a pencil.
Okay. Now, if there was a nettle growing out in the yard, or, if, you know, something that was real sticky, and a child reached out with his hand, you'd say, don't
touch that.
Okay. Let's see, in football, when they cross a line and score, they cross the what?
Goal line.
Okay. Let's see, when children are playing a running game, the place that they can't get caught, or the place that they run to, is called what?
When they're playing what now?
A game where they run after each other. You know, one runs and touches somebody else and then he's it.
Oh, we always call it home, I think.
Okay. You might throw a ball up in the air and then try to what?
Catch it.
Okay. And you might ask, who what the ball? Who
caught the ball?
Okay. If you're late, I'll what? For you. No, if you're late, I'll wait. What?
If you're late, I'll wait for you.
Okay. If a child has been bad and you say you're going to whip him, he might say, oh, please don't whip me.
Give me another chance.
Okay. If a person is in a good mood, you might say he's in a good...
Good humor.
Okay. Let's see, we had to get the exterminator to come because we wanted to... What of the bugs? We wanted to get...
Wanted to get rid of them.
Okay. If a boy behaved as if he knew it all, you might say, he, what, he knew it all. Did you say he made out like, or he acted like, or he acted as if he knew it all?
I'd just say he acted like he knew everything, or acted like he didn't know it all.
Okay. If a boy put a pencil on his desk at school and he came back and it wasn't there, he might say, who, what, my pencil?
Wonder who took my pencil, or who got my pencil.
Okay.
He'd say one or the other.
What's another word for that? For, well, more like stealing.
Well, my stole. Who stole my pencil?
Okay. Have you ever heard the word swipe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Uh-huh.
That meant about the same thing as steal.
If you have in your mind the recollection of seeing someone, you might say, seeing him earlier today?
I saw him earlier today.
Yeah, but you're thinking back on it, and you say,
I think I saw him this morning.
Yeah, something that begins with an R. Seeing him today? I remember
seeing him, yeah.
Okay. And then if you didn't have a recollection of him in your mind, you'd say,
No, I don't remember seeing him today.
Okay. Did you write the letter? Yes, I have what the letter?
Yeah, I wrote the letter.
And now I expect an...
answer.
Okay. On the outside of the letter, you put the name and...
address.
If a child comes home and recites a little poem, you might say to him, who, what, you that?
Who learned you that?
Okay. Let's see. We haven't done that yet, but we, what, to do it very soon?
We haven't done that yet, but we want to do it.
Okay. Would you ever say we intend to, or we fixing to, or we are projecting to?
Well, I might say we're fixing to.
Okay.
I wouldn't say projecting, I don't think.
Okay. You give a person permission, and he might decide to do it, and he might decide not to do it. So you might say to him, you can do that.
If you want to.
Okay. Would you ever say, if you're mine to?
No, I think that's getting on up a little further north.
Yeah, I think it is too.